the man born blind. There is a famous story, some of you may have heard it, many of you probably have not, of Padre Pio. There was a girl named Gemma, born in the early part of this century, and she was born blind. She had a very unusual congenital birth defect. She had no pupils, so her eyes were all white. She had no openings in her eyes. And her mother took her to the doctor, the 1920s, I believe, and he said, it is not possible to cure this. She simply has not the equipment to see. Apparently, she had a retina, but she had no openings. So this is the way it was with this girl. And she lived in Italy, and she was enrolled in Catholic school. Well, when she was about 7, one of the nuns who was teaching her got permission from her parents and took her to Padre Pio. He had already established a reputation for a miracle worker, being a miracle worker and praying with people. And so she brought this poor girl who had never seen in her life to Padre Pio just to pray with her. And Padre Pio did pray with her. And the girl went home and nothing had changed, of course. But a few days later, she began to see a little light, you know. And within a short period of time, she could see normally, this girl. The only thing about it was she still had no pupils. And to her dying day, she lived to at least her 70s, she had no pupils. And doctors debated back and forth how it was possible for her to see. You can read about it on the internet. I put my column one web link to get you started if you want to look into it. It's a very interesting debate about this miracle. But she herself said over and over again that she was able to see after Padre Pio prayed with her. At the time, there was no way that this could have been cured by surgery. I don't know if it would be possible now. And I think, too, for those of us with faith, it's not surprising. But without faith, it can't possibly be true, so it isn't true, so there must be some explanation besides a miracle, you see. And this is what we find in the gospel today, is that those who can see make themselves blind because they don't want to see that Christ is the Son of God. And the Lord makes it a little tough for them, like he does with us. They had to work it out. Jesus had cured on the Sabbath. He made it a little tough for them. We live in a society today that is extraordinarily able to see things that no other time in history has this been possible. When I was growing up, I was really into astronomy. I thought it might be cool to be an astronomer when I was in grade school. And then, of course, I took chemistry, and that was the end of that. But in those days, there were 9 planets, and that was it, you know. These days, we found, correct me if I'm wrong, but something like 1,000 planets orbiting, and there are probably millions of them. But, you know, and the reason we know that is because we have instruments that allow us to see beyond our normal vision, you know, creative ways of looking that were not possible before. In the same way, we also now have the power to look into inner space, deep into atomic structure. There are those trying to create what is known as a quantum computer using the physics of quantum mechanics. Probably be a couple of decades before it's accomplished. I'm sure it will be someday. One can only wonder what that might bring. And that's because we are, through theory and through reality, able to see deeply through instrumentation beyond our natural vision. And yet I think that our world today is, if anything, in my opinion, is among the blindest that has ever existed in the history of the world, that we have so much at our disposal, and yet we see so little. We've become blind as a society in so much of the world to the workings of God. even as we have discovered so much about what he's done in the world, our blindness seems to increase. And this is what Lent is about, so that we, the scales can fall off of our eyes, we can see God's action in our lives. And where is the blindness in my life, O Lord? You know, how is it that our society can see so many things, and yet we're blind to the elemental, the very simple fact that a human being before birth has life and deserves to live? But we turn a blind eye to that because it's more convenient. We want to be able to experiment on them. It's not convenient, so we turn a blind eye to that humanity and say we do not see, we do not know, and our sin remains. Well, we know perfectly well what we see and what we know. We turn a blind eye, I'm speaking in general, when people of need come to us at times. We don't want to see, it's not convenient, we turn away. Sometimes God speaks a word to us, we don't want to hear it. We turn a blind eye, so to speak. It's not confined to the Pharisees. The irony, of course, the man who had the infirmity is the one that saw. He knew he had a need. He was able to see because God was attracted to him. He saw the Lord in faith. The Pharisees, who could see, became blind by choice. I don't take my eyes for granted. Many of you share my need for glasses. I either need surgery, contacts, or glasses. Without them, you're just one big blur out there. I've got very bad eyes. You know, I lost my eyesight in the left eye and then got it back. And so I'm very grateful to be able to see. I do not take that for granted at all. Before I was 8, my first pair of glasses, I just couldn't believe what the world looked like when I put on my first pair of glasses. I don't know why it took me till I was 8 to figure out I needed glasses, but you'd think somebody would have figured it out. My parents realized I couldn't read the freeway signs in Akron and took me down, and my gosh, I couldn't believe it. We, as a society, you know, we're blind also to the spiritual world. And it's so obvious. I say this not because I'm a priest. I became a priest because the spiritual world is so obvious. To me, it's just everywhere. Every time I read something, I read a lot of science stuff. I'm very interested in it. But I see God everywhere in it. Others do not see God at all. They don't want to see him, and they don't. That's the way God set the world up. We have a choice. He made it that way. We're not going to find God there. Not directly. We need the eyes of faith. We are like Gemma, the girl with no pupils. We cannot, by natural eyesight, see the things of God. We need the spiritual glasses that God wishes to give us. It is a gift of faith. It is not something we can manufacture ourselves. But we can be open to God when he gives us the lenses to see. The scriptures and the church are the two ways in which we can see into the world around us. And then when we pray, God opens our eyes to see what is invisible. You know, the world of the angels, the world of the spirit, the world in which God is at work constantly in your life suddenly becomes more and more obvious as we pray. And the more open we are to it, the more we see. I have the great privilege every time I celebrate Mass of looking at Our Lady Guadalupe back here. I've often talked about her. It's got to be the most miraculous image on earth, just about. There's so many inexplicable things about it. It's almost as if God opened the heavens and sent his card down. And yet, if you don't want to see, you're not going to. It isn't enough that the Lord allows us to not see if we don't want to see his presence. We ask God to open our eyes that we might see, because we too are like Gemma. We have a need to see with God's eyes. So we put on those spiritual glasses that God offers to us. I think about the Hubble Space Telescope. You know, when they put that thing up, it had a flaw. It it was out of focus. They had to send a space shuttle up and put glasses on it. And the rest is history, you know. It's got a pair of glasses on. They had to put a new lens on the thing. And we too need God's help to see what we cannot normally see. So we ask God, we're in the middle of Lent, open our eyes, Lord, to your presence and action in our lives. Help us to really see you. Help us to put on the vision of faith and not just a vision, a worldly vision that sees only this world and misses what is truly important in life.